Hearts and minds toward the Lord for a word of prayer. Eternal God and our Father, we are coming before you in the name of your Son, Jesus, thanking you for this day, thanking you for bringing us together one more time. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your love. We thank you for all that you've done for us, oh Lord. You kept us another day. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for the blessings that you bestowed upon us. We thank you, Lord. Oh, my God, we are looking to you evermore. We know that thou art able to take us through, Lord, every test and every trial. We are looking to you, Lord, to keep our souls and minds. Help us to stay focused on you, Lord. Help us to look to you as never before. Help us to go through, Lord, to stand our test, to do and be what you would have us to be. We know you're able, Jesus. Oh, my God, our trust is in you. Our faith looks up to you. No other help we know, but you are our very present help in trouble, Lord. That's why we look to you.
Yes,
that's
good.
Why we wait on you. We know how hard it is to deliver us. We know that you're able, Jesus, and we know that all power is in thy hands. Stretch out your mighty hand, O Lord, while we are praying. Touch us, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, O Lord, for this youth fund. Pray that you look upon the youth, that you will touch and strengthen them, that you will save to the uttermost.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Who can save that? You can deliver,
Jesus.
You can convert and sanctify and
yes,
fill
Lord.
With the Holy Ghost.
Somebody
who want to be saved. Somebody
yes,
who want to be blessed. We need you to touch, Lord.
Oh, yes,
and
Lord.
Right now, Lord, grant the petitions that we have up before you.
Lord, glory to God.
God, help us to continue
yes,
to communicate
Lord.
With you, Lord.
Jesus.
Help us, Jesus.
Help,
Lord. I want you to bless the people, bless the churches, bless
yes,
the ministers, your evangelists,
Jesus.
Oh my God, the preachers, the pastors,
yes,
every member of the soul. We want you to touch them with your finger of love, move in a mighty way, Lord, work miracles, open up doors, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, we pray that you look upon those souls that are wandering around in sin, have nowhere to go and nobody to turn to. We need you to touch them, oh, Lord. Have mercy, Lord. Oh, my God, we pray that you look upon that soul. Have mercy on her. Ava Brown, have mercy on her right now, Lord, wherever she is. Please send her back home to her parents. Have mercy on her, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, you know all things. You're able, Lord. Stop death. Stay the hand of death. Be merciful, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Look on that soul that is hospitalized with the COVID virus. Please, Jesus, have mercy on it, Lord. Save his soul. Deliver him, O Lord. Raise him up, Lord, that he may glorify thy name and be thankful unto you. In the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, we pray that you look on the speakers of the hour. Touch them blessed. Send thy word. Send thy anointing. Take full control. Let some soul be blessed. Let some soul say, what must I do to be saved? Have mercy today, Lord. brought somebody unto you, Lord. You said, if I lift it up from here, I'll draw men unto me. Lord, help us to praise your name, to glorify you in the highest, for thou art worthy, and your name is worthy to be praised. We thank you right now, and we give praise and glory and honor to thy name.
Thank you.
Oh, my God, thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Prayer. Thank you for the youth. Thank you for every soul that is on this broadcast. We pray that you continue to touch, bless, save, heal, and forgive. And we will give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise God. We thank God for that beautiful prayer coming through Evangelist Maybelle Edmond, my co-host from our headquarters church there in Camden, New Jersey, the Christian Temple Assembly Church of God Incorporated. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we just thank God for all of you who have tuned in. I'm giving honor to God, giving honor to whom honor is due. Bless the Lord. We are looking for God to bless us on this evening in a special way, because he's that kind of God. And we are so grateful to the Lord for each and every one of you for tuning in on tonight. And we're going to go ahead and have our opening scripture. But before so, for the benefit of those of you who are tuning in for the first time, you're listening to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show, God. And we welcome you to our show. We thank God for our leaders. We thank God for all the people of God. So at this time, we are featuring our youth on this evening. For the entire month, we've actually been featuring our youth. This month is set aside and laid on my heart to be Youth Empowerment Month. For the whole month, reaching out to the youth, praying for them, encouraging them, and empowering them in whatever way we can to help them with their relationship with the Lord. So we thank God for Brother Caleb Huff, our church there in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, Deliverance Temple Church of God, who so willingly desired to help out this month and read our opening scripture. So at this time, we're going to turn the broadcast over to Brother Caleb Huff, who will read the opening scripture. God bless you.
God bless everyone. First of all, I'm going to give honor to the Spirit of the Lord. I want to give honor to our General Overseer, Pastor Jackson, our Vice President, Pastor Marshall. I want to give honor to my own pastor, Pastor Gary Calloway. I want to give a special honor to my mother and my father. Today I'm going to be reading from 1 Corinthians 10. In 12 and 13, and reads, "Wherefore let him that thinketh he standeth take heed, lest he fall. There hath no temptation taken you but such as common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above ye that are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it." Again, that was 1 Corinthians 10, 12 and 13. I want to say thank you to Vanessa Simon for letting me read that scripture.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for that beautiful scripture read by Brother Caleb. And at this time, we're going to have a musical by Sister Ivy Johnson, who also so willingly desired to contribute and to do something for the Lord. So at this time, we're going to ask her to go ahead with her musical. God bless you.
God bless you, everyone. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for you, Sister Ivy. That was beautiful. We thank the Lord for our youth. And I tell you of a truth, I want to encourage you to do so much more for the Lord. The more you do for God, the more he's going to bless you. Praise the Lord. So we do thank God for you. And at this time, I would like to go ahead and give some announcements. So if you want to take any notes down, you may get your pen and paper ready and jot down a few things here. Praise the Lord. Added to our prayer list is Lillian Gaskins and family. And this is a cousin of our late General Overseer, Apostle Samuel W. Hoeks, Sr. And she's here in Baltimore. I spoke to her a couple of days ago. The Lord is blessing her, and she's doing well, but she requested prayer. So let us keep her in our prayers. Also, we are praying for all children and young people, the sick and the shut-in, all bereaved families, those who are incarcerated, the homeless, and the hungry. So let us keep all of them in our prayers, and all the other names that are listed on our prayer list, we ask that you continue to pray for them. Praise the Lord. Also, this month is our 36th Annual Youth Congress of the Christian Temple Assembly Church of God Incorporated, which will be convening on Friday, June 25th through Sunday, June 27th, and it will be held in Richmond, Virginia. That Friday night service is scheduled to be at 7 o'clock p.m., which will be live streamed on this broadcast. Praise the Lord. And also, theme for the Youth Congress or the Youth Convention is Vessels Unto Honor. And this broadcast, it airs every Friday night at 7 p.m., and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. You can listen to the broadcast by dialing 319-527-6763, or you may listen online by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/My Kings Service, Title I School. I'll repeat that, www.blogtalkradio.com/My Kings Service, Title I School. And if you would like a copy of any of the messages that have been preached on this broadcast, you can go to that Blog Talk Radio website and look up the on-demand list and find the broadcast. If you wish to correspond with the Prayer Works Ministry, the email address is prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. That is prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. If you want to correspond with us by postal mail, the P.O. Box number is 27148, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. And also, if you would like to add someone to our prayer list, feel free to send a text to 410-209-7503. Or you can email it to us as well, or you can call and leave a voicemail message if you don't get an answer. So we do thank God for the announcement. And for those of you who love to give your testimony, love to tell what the Lord has done for you, and you want to say it on the broadcast, you want somebody else to hear it, you're certainly welcome to use our guest call-in line, which would be 978-990-5270. And the access code is 7946408. And that's for those of you who are just enthused and you're zealous for the Lord and you just want to tell somebody what God has done for you. We yes. can hear you on the radio broadcast. People around the world can hear your testimony. If you want to sing, if you want to give glory to God and lift him up, help us lift, you can call in on the guest line and feel free to go forth and let God have his way. Amen. Praise the Lord. So before we move forward, we're going to give that opportunity. There might be somebody who called in on the guest line who would just like to say something for the Lord. If it's no more than thank God for another day. Amen. Praise God. You are certainly welcome to go ahead and say your little testimony if you so desire. God bless you. Anyone.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I just thank God for being on the line one more time. I thank God for the youth. Thank God for this beautiful broadcast. Thank God for everything God is doing. I thank God most of all for converting me and sanctifying me and giving me the gift of the Holy Ghost, please. Pray my strength in the Lord.
Amen. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Anyone else? Well, if not, we're going to turn it over to our co-host, Evangelist Maybelle Edmonds, if she would like to have words. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. I thank the Lord for this opportunity and thank the Lord for this month being set aside for Youth Empowerment Month.
Amen.
And I think this is a beautiful and a great opportunity for our youth more involved and to give themselves more to the Lord, consecrating yourself and setting yourself apart that you may get closer to the Lord so you can receive this great deliverance from the Lord, which is the Holy Ghost. So I want to encourage you to continue to go forward in the Lord. Don't look back, but drive and go forward. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for those encouraging words coming through Evangelist May. We thank God for Evangelist Khadijah for her testimony just now, Evangelist Khadijah Hameen. Amen. Praise God. I tell you, I'm excited. I don't know about anyone else, but God has been doing something great. And it's just so, it's so refreshing. It's so, it's just so joyous to know that God is moving on the youth everywhere. Hallelujah. And somebody is praying for the young people. These young people, they are serious. They are zealous for the Lord. They want to do something for God, and that gives me great joy. And I thank God for each and every one of them. Praise the Lord. So on tonight, we're not going to prolong the time, but we're going to go ahead on and turn it over to our guest speaker on tonight. Praise the Lord. I had a chance to look at his bio, and wow, that is extremely impressive. Praise the Lord. And I won't read everything about it, but if I could sum it up, if I possibly can. I thank God for our speaker tonight who so willingly wanted to do something to encourage our youth. Praise the Lord. And from the looks of his bio, it appears that he believes in doing whatsoever his hands find to do. And I was very impressed reading the things that he is doing for the Lord. Praise be to God. So without further ado, I would like to introduce to you Elder Rashad Robinson of the Greater Emmanuel Institutional Church of God in Christ in Detroit, Michigan. And he can, you know, expand on that work that the Lord has given him, and he's going to come forth and deliver the word of God on tonight. So at this time, let's prepare our hearts and our minds to receive word from the Lord. And let's pray for him and along with him as he comes. So the next voice you hear on this broadcast will be that of Elder Rashad Robinson. God bless you, Elder.
Thank you, Evangelist Sheila Hineen. I thank you for this opportunity to minister on tonight. And I won't be before you long. I am Elder Rashad Robinson from Detroit, Michigan, as she stated, Brother Emmanuel Institutional Church of God in Christ in Detroit, Michigan. My pastor is the presiding bishop and chief apostle of the Church of God in Christ, Bishop J. Drew Shear, and Evangelist Karen Clark Shear is also the First Lady of the Church of God in Christ, but also the First Lady of Brother Emmanuel Institutional Church of God in Christ as well, where I have served there for 8 years. I am so thankful to have this opportunity. The word says when two or three are gathered in his name, he will be in the midst. So it is more than two and three. So I am thankful that God is in the midst of us. Again, I thank you for this opportunity, and I do not take it lightly. And as I said, I will not be for you long. Let me pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come to you. Thank you, God. God, I thank you for this day. I thank you that this is a day that we have never seen before, a day that we will never see again. God, I thank you for keeping your love and protection around us. I thank you for covering us in the blood. And not only that, God, I thank you for protecting us from COVID. I thank you, God, for keeping us in the land of the living. So many people are going home to be with you. But, God, you continue to keep us. And, God, I believe you kept us because we have a work to do. God, I ask that you will cover me in your blood. God, I ask that you will guide my mouth, guide my lips. God, anoint every word that comes out my mouth to your people. God, I ask that you allow Elder Rashad to decrease and you stand up in me. Holy Ghost, I ask that you speak to me like never before. Open up my prophetic eye and my prophetic ear. If there is a word that may be spoken to someone on the line tonight, I submit myself to you, a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, which is only my reasonable service. God, I ask that you wash me, God. Wash me in your blood. God, hide me behind the cross of Calvary. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. So we're going to go to Genesis, the 18th chapter, 12th through the 15th verse. And we're going to talk about Sarah on tonight. We're going to talk about Sarah. And let's read. I'll read the scripture. Genesis, the 18th chapter, 12 through the 15th verse. Therefore, Sarah laughed within herself, saying, as I am waxed old, shall I have pleasure, my Lord being old also. And the Lord said unto Abraham, wherefore did Sarah laugh, saying, shall I of a suitory bear a child which am old? Is anything too hard for the Lord? I want you to put a pin right there. Is anything too hard for the Lord? At the time appointed, I will return unto thee according to the same time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. Then Sarah denied, saying, I laughed not, for she was afraid. And he said, nay, but thou didst laugh. So if I could do just a little small subject for tonight, it would be, instead of laughing, I should have praised you. Instead of laughing, I should have praised you. Here in this text, Sarah was listening to one of the angels that was talking to her husband, Abraham. One of the angels said, by this time next year, your wife will have a son. Keep this in mind. Now, keep this in mind. Abraham at this time was 100 years old, and Sarah was 90 years old. Their odds were strongly against them. Now, if you think about this, if you see it, it's very hard and unlikely in this day and time for someone 100 years old to produce a child, and for someone 90-year-old to bear a child. I said that it's most likely uncommon, but it does not mean it can't happen.
because we know we serve a God that can make anything happen. And sometimes we get stuck in situations just like Sarah and Abraham. We feel that some things, we may be stuck in a situation we feel like God is not going to make a way for us because we're stuck in that situation. We may need bills paid. We may need healing in our body. We may need ways made for us. And we could be stuck in a situation and enemy have our mind. But remember that God has all power and he can do anything for fail. How many of you know if God said you could depend on his word that it will come to pass? No matter what the circumstances or situations look like, our God could do anything but fail. So Sarah heard this conversation and she laughed. And it wasn't a laugh. This laugh doesn't mean that it was a laugh of something comical or something funny. This laugh represented she doubted God. Have you ever had some situations where you laughed when God told you he was going to make a way for you, but you were stuck in a situation and you laughed, the laugh of doubt? Have you ever had a situation where you knew that you were sick in your body and God's word said Jehovah Rapha is your healer, but you still laughed because you see the medicine sitting on the counter? Or being that it's youth day, have you ever laughed because you wasn't doing well in school? And it was right before finals or before you took a test and you didn't believe that you were going to get that ARB to pull your grade up for you to pass to the next grade, or not even you didn't believe you was going to get that scholarship or a class could be paid while you was in college. And you laughed the laugh of defeat and doubt because you were stuck in that situation and you couldn't see your way. So that laugh you did, it kept you from crying. But sometimes we could be in some situations where to keep us from crying, we just laugh because it's just so much for us. It's something that we can bear. It's something that we seem like we can't not tunnel through. So we laugh to keep from crying. You know, you've been praying and doing all you can to receive your blessings, but it seems like the more good you do, it seems like you are farther from that blessing. Promise. And that happens in life sometimes. You're paying your tithes. Children, you know, you've been obedient to your parents. You've been obedient to your pastor. You're serving in the church. You're doing ministry. Whatever you find your hands to grab the work, you do it. And you do it with your whole heart. But it still seems like that things are not going the way that you've seen. But I want to encourage you tonight to hold on to God's unchanging hand, because it may not seem like God doesn't see you, but he sees you. If I could just put a pen right here and just testify of how faithful I have been with paying my tithes and been faithful in ministry. And not only that, God will bless you when you're doing church work, but he will even bless you in your normal life. I never thought that I would be a person to go to college, but I will be in mortuary school September the 1st. I never thought that I would gain an associate degree because I didn't have confidence in myself to believe that I would ever have a degree. But when you walk in obedience to God, he will make ways for you. The Lord told me to go back to school. And so these 2 years, he have made things very easy for me to obtain my degree. So instead of laughing the laugh of defeat as Sarah did, yes, yeah, Sarah, she laughed when she heard that she was going to have a baby. She knew her situation, just like some of us do. We know our situation. She knew her situation, and she can see with her being such a person up in age, 90 years old, she can see herself bearing a child. You already know what she done when she did with Hagar. She had someone to be involved with her husband to bear a child. She stepped in the way of God. How many times have you stepped in the way of God because he wasn't moving fast enough? But let me tell you something. God is so wonderful. God is so wonderful because even when you stepped in his way and did it your way, guess what? He still made a way for you, even though you messed up. If Sarah could be honest, she messed up because God wasn't moving on a time that she wanted him to move on. So she had Hagar to have a son with her husband. She had Hagar to have a son with her husband. She gave permission to Hagar to lay with her husband because God wasn't moving quick enough for her. But I want to speak to you prophetically. In this season, you're going to have to learn to wait on God to walk in obedience so you can release what he has for you. Obedience is the key that is going to open up the door in this season. So, yes, Sarah laughed, and she laughed at the angels and said, you are going to, God said he's going to give me a baby. That's not so. That's not so. That's not so because I'm too old to have a baby. See, but Sarah didn't think of the track record of God and all the things that he's done before you, Sarah. He spoke, and the world became. There was light. He spoke, and air went into the very, created a human. God spoke these things, and they happened. So, Sarah, why could he speak to your womb and tell it to open to conceive a son at 90 years old? Let's put a pin right here as well. God can do anything but fail. When you in a situation, think about what he has done for you before you got in that situation. If God brought you out of many situations before, can he not do it again? Is he not the God that is the same today, yesterday, and forevermore? Now, that's why it is so important to have a prayer life and read and study the word of God. Most of all, have a Holy Ghost because in St. John, the 14th chapter and 26th verse, he said, by the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance. And that's why it's so good to study the word of God and read your Bible. Read your Bible and study the word of God. Listen, the word of God isn't just for your pastor. Really, the word of God is for your pastor to teach to you, and you bear witness. How can you bear witness? By studying the word of God. Young people, I want to encourage you, study the word of God. Read a chapter a day or read a verse a day. Give God some of your time and see what he does for you. So the next time you laugh, the laugh of defeat, and put, I want you to put a praise. Now, praise is action. Praise is action. And yes, praise is clapping your hands. Praise, you can praise God in a dance. But this time, I want to challenge you, the young people, those that are on the line, put a praise as far as walking out the word. When you live the word of God, praise him, God. So put a praise on Isaiah 54:17, where he says, there is no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and even that the tongue shall rise against thee in judgment. Thou shalt be condemned. Listen, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Put a praise on that. Don't just speak it, but live it. Believe it. When things come up in your life, say it out loud so the enemy can know that you have a power of Jesus Christ within you. So the next time you laugh the laugh of I accept the doctor's bad report, put a praise. Put a praise on Isaiah 53:4-5. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrow. Yet we do esteem him stricken, smited of God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. Listen, if you have a health care or a bad report from the doctor, listen, Jesus already was wounded for cancer. He was wounded for headaches. Ladies, he was wounded. Thank you, Holy Ghost. He was wounded for any female issues that you have. Fibroid tumors can be healed. Thank you in the name of Jesus. Yes, and a chastisement of his peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. Let me tell you something. There is nothing too hard for God that he can heal. Why? Because his word says so. So instead of laughing, the laugh of the enemy is going to kill me. Put a praise on Psalms 118:17. I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. I want to prophetically speak to those that's dying spiritually on the line. And your soul is dying. Listen, you cannot die in this season because You have to continue to do the work of the Lord because you have a harvest coming. Every seed that you have sown into the ground, let me tell you, if you just hang on in there, listen, a harvest is coming. So instead of the laugh of I am weak and I will never be who God has called me to be, I want to talk to some young person tonight. I want to talk to some old person tonight. Listen, you may be struggling. You may be struggling in your flesh. You may have backslide, but listen, God said, I am married to the backslider. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Holy Ghost. God said, I am married to the backslider, and you may be struggling. You may be struggling out in the open, or you may be struggling. Listen. You can come out of that. God loves you. God loves you. Jesus loved you. Jesus died. The reason of him dying was to cover your sins and make you a new creature. For him to make you a new creature. You don't have to live in the sin that you in. I want to encourage that to someone tonight, to someone young who is struggling, and your mother don't know about your struggle, and your father don't know about your struggle, and your pastor don't know about your struggle. But you got to have a will of mind to want to come out of that. So that's why I encourage you tonight to ask God to come into your heart. Ask God to fill you with the Holy Ghost. Ask him to fill you with the Holy Ghost. And not only fill you with the Holy Ghost, but ask God to give you the evidence. Ask him to give you the evidence. Come on, soul. Glory to God. Ask God to give you the evidence to speak in tongues. Ask him to let his gift flow through you. He said it is a gift. Listen. If you want a gift real bad, you ask for it, right? So ask God for that gift to speak in tongues. He want to do something new in you. He want to do something new in you. He want to do something new in you. He want to show you that I still love you no matter what you've done. I don't care how bad someone try to make you feel. I'm here to let you know that Jesus loves you. Maybe someone never told you that. Maybe someone never told you that Jesus loved you. But I'm here to let you know that Jesus loves you. And there's nothing too wrong that you have done. It's no sin that's too wrong that you have done, that he cannot bring you out of. Just think about the woman who was with the man, God, Lord have mercy, who was with the man that committed adultery. Listen. You may not be committing adultery. You may be fornicated. Listen, you may not be fornicated, but you may be living a lifestyle of lesbianism and nobody know. You may be living a lifestyle of homosexuality. Let me tell you something. Even in that, Jesus loves you, but he wants you. He needs you to come out of that. He wants you to come out of that and listen. And when you come out of that, thank you, Holy Ghost, when you come out of that, don't keep it to yourself. Tell somebody. Listen, he said they have overcome. Listen, by the blood of the testimony. Somebody needs your testimony. Yes, so I can do all things. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. You can reach your goal. You can save souls. Oh, through the power of Jesus Christ. Listen, there may be someone on the line. There may be someone on the line who's all about giving up. Have my mouth. So, thank you, God. It's not about giving up. Oh, when I bind the spirit of suicide, you shall live and you shall not die, but you shall declare the works of the Lord. I see in the spirit that God is making a way for you. I see in the spirit that bills are being paid. I see that God is placing someone on their heart right now, and somebody is going to send you some money. Someone is going to say, I was sitting at home. I was watching TV. I was doing this and that. And God placed you in my spirit. And he told me to bless you. Oh, God, I pray now. I pray now, God, that you would touch the whole God. In the name of Jesus, God, cover her children. God, cover her grandchildren. In the name of Jesus. God, I ask right now that you would give us strength to carry on the work. Ask God that you will allow her not to get tired. God, you told me, God, that she was your prayer warrior. God, you told me that when you speak to her to pray, she'll drop whatever she's doing and she'll begin to pray. God, I ask him that you're stripping your prayer warrior for the task that's coming before her. God, I ask, God, that you will cover her hands, God. Cover her hands, God. Cover her mind and cover her heart. God, I ask this year, God, that you give her an unexpected blessing before this year is out, God. In the name of Jesus, because she is faithful unto you and she is faithful unto the ministry, God. Now, I ask, God, in the name of Jesus, that you will cover all of those that are on the line today, God, that when they get off this call, that they will no longer just be a hearer, but they'll be a doer of the word, God, that they will go out into the four walls and compel men and women to be saved, God. God, I ask that you will let their light so shine, God. Let their light so shine, God, that they won't even have to speak that they believe in Jesus. They won't even have to even really give a testimony, a witness, God. But their light will be so bright that someone will say, it's something different about you. It's the way that you carry yourself. I want to come and get to know the God that you serve. God, I ask for a special blessing for those that are on the line. God, meet the need. Hey, God, meet the need in the name of Jesus, God. Somebody has a need that needs to be met, and they have not spoken about it to anyone in the name of Jesus, God. That person, God, I ask you to meet their need, God. Oh, God, do it for the name's sake, God, and do it for your glory, God. I know that you can, and I know that you will. I know that you are God that answers unspoken requests. God, if there is someone, God, that is tired of doing ministry in the name of Jesus, God, I ask you to give them more strength, God, and give them holy boldness in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus that is above every name, the name, God, that people will have to bow to. In the name of Jesus, God, some call on Buddha. Some call on Elijah Muhammad, God, but we know you as Jesus, Jehovah Rapha. We know you, God, as a man that heals a lame man that came through the roof. God, we know you, God, that healed the woman with the issue of blood. God, we know you as the woman. We know you, God, for the woman that washed your feet with her tears. God, I ask that you give all of us a fervent heart. God, that we would be in ministry for the right thing, not for money, not for recognition, God, not to be seen and not for fame. God, just for us to be called a servant, God, give us a fervent heart at the end of the day. God, we want to see you in peace and we want to hear you say, well done. God, we know if we seek you, if we seek you with all our hearts, God, those things that we need, the car, God, if we need a house, God, we know you'll give it to us. Oh, but God, we also know that a person who does not seek you, God, but have good credit can get a house. A person who's not seeking God to have good credit to get a car. So this material thing don't mean anything, God. God, we want more of you and more of your anointing. God, I ask this prayer, God, to be sealed with the Holy Ghost and go straight, oh God, to your Son Jesus, because you said he sits right on the right hand of you. And God, your word says that he is the door. We can't get to you unless we go through the door. Your word said he is the mediator between, thank you, Holy Ghost. He is the mediator between you and me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Truly, thank God for that beautiful message and for the prayer coming through Elder Robinson. Praise the Lord. And that scripture that he brought out, that's a beautiful passage of scripture. And the thought that he projected in this, saying, instead of laughing, I should have praised you, talking to because sometimes we do find ourselves in a situation where we are facing an impossible beat or an impossible situation, and it feels like or seems like there's absolutely no way possible. But the God that we serve, he pointed out something specific in this passage when he asked the question, is anything too hard for the Lord? Praise the Lord. And following that saying, at the time appointed, praise God. So with us, as was stated, he mentioned how we sometimes try to fix the situation, but God is the one who said it. He didn't ask us to try to bring it to pass. He didn't ask us to put our hand in it, and that's where we mess up. Hallelujah. And so Sarah laughed, and by this laughter, she understood without God, yes, this is impossible. There's no way this can be done. So let me go forth and let me do this and let me do that. You know, but at the appointed time that God has appointed, he's the one who's doing everything to let us know that without him, we can do nothing. Hallelujah. And so instead of being doubtful and trying to wonder or figure out in our minds, how is this going to happen? Just wait on God and give him a praise. Hallelujah. Just go ahead and lift up his holy name and don't try to figure him out, because while you're figuring him out, he's already worked it out. Praise the Lord. So he had promised Abraham a son. He promised him he would be the father of many nations. Of course, he couldn't see how that would come to pass, but there's nothing too hard for God. I truly enjoyed the message coming through this young man tonight, and I thank God for you and for your willingness and for just coming on the broadcast and reaching out to our youth. So I want to say to you young people to please receive this word tonight and accept it in your heart. And what God has done for someone else, he can do that for you and so much more. But yield yourself to the Lord. Give yourself to him. As the elder began to say, pray to God and ask him to fill you with the Holy Ghost. And the Lord will send his anointing upon you, and he will speak through you in other tongues as the Spirit gives utterance, and he will manifest himself. So he will not leave himself without a witness, and he will leave the evidence behind. Praise the Lord. So be encouraged. And keep looking to the Lord, and no need of laughing or chuckling in yourself, seeing the impossible situation that's in front of you, or seeing the monstrous mountain that you know you can't move. Hallelujah. But God has the power, and he can do everything. Oh, praise the Lord. My soul is rejoicing at the word of God. A beautiful message on tonight. Want to encourage you, elder, continue to let God have his way in your life. Keep preaching the word of God. Keep laboring in the vineyard of God, because God has a great reward for you. Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to have some remarks from Evangelist May.
The Lord, thank the Lord for that message. I tell you, that was a beautiful message coming through this preacher there. I tell you, he brought out some beautiful thoughts. And yes, instead of laughing, she should have been giving God some praise. But you know, she laughed because it showed doubt, as he stated. That showed doubt. And also, she laughed because She knew she was up in age and past the flower of her stage. So she just laughed as if to say, like, I don't believe that. But she should have been praising the Lord, because God is a miracle worker and he can do anything and everything. So we thank the Lord for that message. That was right on time. Praise the Lord. I enjoyed that. Keep preaching the word of God. God bless you.
Amen. Praise God. Thank God for those remarks coming through Evangelist May. Amen. I tell you, that word, it's deep. You know, like he said, you need to read these scriptures. You need to get in that word.
Amen.
Read the Bible every day. Praise God. And it's amazing what God will do in your life. You can be reading a scripture,
yes,
and all of a sudden the power of God will come down upon you. Oh, praise the Lord. The word of God is powerful. And just reading it, my experience has been, I can be reading the word of God and all of a sudden the word just seemed to come alive. Oh, and the Lord just begins to minister to me, and the Spirit of God will come down upon you. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. I tell you, God's word is so precious. So take this word of God in and live by it every single day. Praise the Lord. I truly enjoyed the message on tonight. Amen. Praise
Amen.
God. So glad that the elder so willingly came on the broadcast to minister,
yes,
for the Lord. You know, and I wish more young men would do this for the Lord, to just give their life to Jesus. More young women,
Amen,
young children would just give their lives to Jesus and let Jesus use them. And think about it. God can use you at any age. It doesn't matter the age. Any age, God can use you. Hallelujah. He wants to use you. And I can remember being a young girl myself when I learned about Jesus. I wanted to be used by him. I wanted him to use me. Praise the Lord. So I gave my life to Jesus at a young age. But the temptation is so rampant. It's so prevalent. And the things that the young people are dealing with, this is high time to give your life to Jesus, because so many things are happening. And the young people are under a lot of pressure. It's a lot of things coming their way. But this message was right on time. No need to laugh about it or doubt about it. But this is the time to give God the praise, to put your trust in the Lord. Give him a chance. Just one chance. Try Jesus. Try him. And I guarantee you, when you try him, you will never be the same. Your life will change forever. Praise the Lord. I could go on and on and on. Now I'm stirred up and I feel like preaching. Praise God. But I thank God for this powerful message on tonight. Thank God for the prayer also. And praise the Lord. I know that of a truth, prayer works. Glory to God. So thank the Lord for this broadcast tonight. I thank God once again for everyone who has tuned in to the broadcast and so faithfully do so. We thank you for your prayers. We thank you for your support and all that you do. Praise the Lord. We thank God for you. And before we bring the broadcast to a close, maybe there's someone on the conference line or the guest line who might want to say something before we close out. If so, you're welcome to do so. God bless you. This is your time. I'm opening up the platform. If you just want to give God a praise, shout out hallelujah, glory to God, you can do that too. So this is your opportunity to come on the guest line over on the broadcast. and say something for the Lord. If not, praise the Lord. We thank God for you. And at this time, we're going to have some final words from our speaker before we close the broadcast. God bless Elder Robinson.
Thank you again. I just want to say thank you for this opportunity. I really enjoyed everything on tonight. No ministry assignment is too big, and no ministry assignment is too small. And I'm thankful for the calling on my life. And I am always willing to minister, because that's what God has called me to do. So I just continue to keep you guys in my prayer and just continue to do the work that he has called you to do. In Jesus' name, thank you again.
Praise the Lord. We thank God for you, and we are praying for you as well. And if you know any other young people who would love to do something for the Lord and would like to come on the broadcast, just let me know and, give them the number. Feel free to give that number out for our broadcast and have them tune in if they desire to do so. Amen. So everywhere you go this month, every young person you encounter, please let them know that Jesus loves them. Let them know you love them, you care about them, that you're praying for them in some way. Encourage them. Give them something that's going to empower them even the more. And, you know, they may not be expecting it, but do something out of the ordinary if the Lord leads you to do so, whatever he leads you to do. So Youth Empowerment Month, amen. We are empowering our youth and encouraging them, praying for them, loving them, supporting them. Whatever we can do to help them, let's do that for them. And so it doesn't have to end with this month, but let it be ongoing. Let this be something you do on a regular basis. Reach out to the youth. I feel like God is calling our young people. God is raising up a nation that will obey him. God is shaping and forming the youth because they are the future church. Praise the Lord. God is preparing them to be in leadership positions, to be evangelists, missionaries, elders, ministers, whatever is needed in the vineyard of God. I feel like God is calling our youth to take a stand for what's right, to take a stand for righteousness, for holiness, to be holy like God is holy. Praise the Lord, and strong in the Lord, strong in the word of God. Hallelujah. So well-versed in the word to the point where when they open their mouth, they will speak the oracles of God, and God will be glorified, and they'll be able to lift him up when possible situations are before them, they will praise God instead of doubting God. Amen. Praise the Lord. So I thank God. I'm just getting stirred up. I'm coming on in. But God is good. The word of God gets me stirred up, and I thank God for it. Once again, we thank God for Brother Caleb being on here and reading the opening scripture. We thank God for you, young man, and I believe God has something great in store for you. I want to encourage you to do everything you can for the Lord. Continue to pray. Continue to seek the Lord. We thank God for Sister Ivory, and the Lord is truly blessing this young lady and in her music and ministering with her music. Just want to encourage you to continue to do everything you can for the Lord, continue seeking the Lord, going after him, asking him to come into your life to fill you with the Holy Ghost. And when you minister with your music, God will send his anointing. And God will bless the hearers that you're ministering to. Not only that, you will be greatly blessed. Praise the Lord. So be encouraged and keep working for the Lord. Amen. We do thank God for each and every one. Once again, we look forward to you tuning in with us on Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. for our live broadcast, if it be the Lord's will. Asking for your continued prayers, let us continue to pray one for another and for all of those who are on the prayer list. And so at this time, Evangelist May, do you have anything further? Evangelist May?
God bless you. I'm sorry. I thank the Lord for I believe that was Deacon Huff's son that read the scripture.
Amen, yes.
Okay, yes. I thank the Lord for him. I'm sorry, I forgot. I didn't mean to overlook him. But I enjoyed that scripture reading coming through him and also the song coming through Sister Ivy. And to everyone that was on the broadcast tonight, I enjoyed you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So we thank God for the broadcast. And so I hope I didn't forget anything that needed to be mentioned. But let's come back. Come on back and enjoy the Lord. Let's give God praise. Let's lift him up. Don't let the Lord or his word slip from your mind when you hang up. But carry that word and just think on the word of God. Meditate on the word that you have heard, and surely the Lord will bless you. And until we meet again, may the Lord bless you and may heaven smile upon you. God bless you. This concludes the broadcast for this evening. We thank God for you.